Dear ones, let's bow our hearts together. Lord, we thank thee for this evening. We thank thee for this opportunity. Lord, thou hast brought us together. Thy word is before us, and what a blessing it is. We have sang of how gracious thou art unto us, O Lord, how we have come to know thee, and we pray, Lord, that as we read thy word this evening, that these words that will come out would find a place in our hearts, and that we would continue to learn of thee, O Lord, and fashion our lives for thy coming. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear ones, for this evening's meditation, I've chosen to read, with God's help, from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 25, the first 13 verses. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open unto us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Dear ones, the words that we have read are the words of our Savior. And what he speaks of here is really that which we are in this time right now. And when Jesus is speaking of, and he gives an illustration in this parable of what we are experiencing currently, because the bridegroom here is tarrying, meaning he is away and he has not come yet. And that is exactly the point of this age right now. Christ has not returned. He has gone away and he will return. And so he gives an illustration of 5 wise and 5 foolish virgins. And for us to read this and to come to the realization that this is really the time that we are living in right now. And we are these 10 virgins. We who have the lamps, who have the form, who are waiting for him to return. So brothers and sisters, this is speaking to us. And to you, my dear friends, it is speaking of an urgency that you are completely outside of this. You're not even waiting for him. 5 wise and 5 foolish virgins are waiting for him. They believe that he will come. And so they've taken on a profession of faith and are waiting for the bridegroom to return. And so as we read this, he says, the kingdom of heaven is likened just unto these 10 virgins. And they all took their lamps and they went forth to meet the bridegroom. So as of this point, these 10 virgins that are going forth to meet the bridegroom, they are coexisting one with another. They are of the same persuasion. And says, but Jesus says, five were wise. He knew this. The five foolish virgins didn't know they were foolish. But Jesus says, five were wise and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps, and while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And I don't believe that we can take this this verse and say that they all were sleeping, not ready, or, you know, how we're always being told, watch, be awake, be alert. This doesn't mean that none of them are prepared. This is really just the daily life that we are living. It was time to sleep. They slumbered, they slept. This is the life that they're living. And they're all, as the bridegroom is tarrying, they are going from day to day and moving forward to meet the bridegroom. And at midnight, it says there was a cry made. We know that Apostle Paul says in his epistle to the Thessalonians that Christ will return with a shout, with a trump, the sound of a trump, the voice of an archangel, and he will return. And that return is sudden. The return is unexpected, just as Jesus is describing here. And I wonder, when we read this, we know that. Like, we're all here, whether we are in the faith or not, we know that the Lord Jesus will return. If we didn't believe that, none of us would be here, whether we're in the faith or not. So we all believe that. So if we believe that he is coming and he will claim those who are his, and we don't know when he will come, why do we not have an urgency about our lives and where we are in our life? Where is our lamp filled with oil? And what is that oil? You know, we can say that the oil is faith. And you're not wrong. You can say that it's good works, and you're not wrong. But what produces those good works, and what produces that faith that is in us? What is it that makes us alive? What is it that is within us that gives us power, that gives us faith to grow as? And it is God himself in the Holy Spirit. Because in the Old Testament, we can see throughout the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit is always, the symbol of the Spirit is always oil. And so here we can see that at midnight there's a cry made, all of the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And this is what must be done in order for the flame in the lamp to be bright, to be glowing. The trimming of the lamps must take place. So the burned portion of the wick must be trimmed off. And so they all of them arise. There's a cry that is made. This is the moment that they're waiting for. And to this point, there's still no realization from the five foolish virgins that they are operating. They've been living their life in a form. They had religion, the form of religion. It was all right. So they had works, but the works didn't come from a heart that was born again. Their works were driven by the need to fit in or whatever they thought, but it didn't come from the Holy Spirit within them, guiding them into all truth. And so we might say, well, how do I know that then if I have the Holy Spirit? And they quickly realized that they have no oil. They're operating right now with no oil. Their lamps cannot burn. What they we know that Jesus so often speaks about hypocrisy, about the Pharisees who had lived their life in absolute hypocrisy, who did the things to appear religious, and they had the form of religion, and everything was there, but there was no guidance from the Spirit of God himself. And so five virgins who are waiting for their bridegroom to come are waiting with no oil. And they must have oil. Their lamps must be burning. And so the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Give us of your oil. And they quickly find out there is nothing that can be shared. You cannot give your son, your daughter, your brother or sister, your friend, anything. The only thing you can do and that I can do is to point them to Jesus Christ and him crucified. And that our lives would be a life that shows that we have done that. We have gone to the cross. And we have been baptized in the death of Christ and baptized with the Spirit and received the sealing of the Spirit within our hearts, the Holy Spirit, which will cause our lamps, our religion, to shine brightly. And who is that that is shining brightly? It's none other than Jesus Christ himself, who says, I am the light of the world. And he tells us, you also are the lights of the world. I know I repeat that oftentimes here, but this is the burning, the light that we are to give off. It is him. It is not anything that I'm going to do, because whatever these five foolish virgins were doing in their anticipation of the waiting for the Lord to return, all of that which they were doing, it was for naught. There was nothing of value in it. And so, our lamps are gone out, they say. And the wise answered, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. And I think that all of us, when we think of the door that was shut, will very quickly go to Noah's Ark in the time when Noah and his family went in and the door was shut. And the judgment of God came upon that ark. And the judgment was all around it. And all who were not in the ark were judged. They were judged by the wrath of a God who provided a means of salvation, and they thought nothing of it. Or they felt that there are pleasures in this life that are worth more than what the Lord is offering. And so this door is shut here. And we see the five other virgins came, say, "Lord, Lord, open to us." They still have no oil. It's too late. It's too late for anything. And so we have to look at this for you, my dear friend. If you are relying upon a deathbed conversion, we know that there were two thieves on the cross. One was saved and one wasn't. One had the grace to repent and call upon the Lord and to plead for mercy, and one didn't. And so it's today when you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Apostle Paul is writing in Hebrews, harden not your hearts today. There's never any thought of tomorrow. Any thought of tomorrow is from Satan. Any thought of tomorrow is from Satan, because Jesus says, don't think about tomorrow. And so when we think about today, what are we to think about? We're to think about our walk with Christ. Is our lamp burning? Do I have the guidance of the Holy Spirit? Am I listening to him? Is he my life that I listen to, that I wake up to and pray for his presence and for my heart to be open and willing and to hear his prodding? And Paul tells us, don't quench the Spirit. Don't quench him. That's the fire that is burning. Don't run out of oil. Don't quench it. Don't put that fire out. Because we do that when we don't listen to him. We don't listen to him, we go into sin. And we say, well, what sin do I go into? Well, these five foolish virgins quickly found out. They were quenching the Spirit of God in their lives. And so, if we think about, there's five foolish, five wise, he's speaking about the visible church, which is not really God's church. God knows his church and who they are, and who in this room is a part of his church. And so the thought, we have to say, what if it was that it truly is 50%? So that would mean 50% of those gathered here are going to be wise and 50% will be foolish. And the thing is, that probably still isn't going to make us be alert and to think, whoa, am I one of the five foolish virgins? Am I going about my life in just a form of religion but not walking in the power of the Spirit of God? Do I not listen to the Spirit when he tells me to slow down in your anger? What are you doing? What are you doing darkening those doorways? Where are you going over there? Do we listen? Or do we just feel that, hey, I've claimed Christ, I've been baptized, I go to church, and I live a very good moral life. And you can find someone outside of the church doing the very same. And so, let's say it's not 50-50. If it's one, are we going to be saying, am I that one? Because the disciples, when they heard that there was going to be one among them, they said, is it I, Lord? Are we concerned about reading about the five foolish virgins? Does it make us wake up? Peter, in his epistle, he says, He says, in the last days, there's going to be scoffers walking after their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? This is the day that we're living in that right now. Where is the promise of his coming? The Lord is tarrying. While the bridegroom tarried. So this is now. And there are those who are saying, where is the promise of his coming? And you know, we, those five foolish virgins, are those scoffers. Not in the sense, oh, where is it? Not denying, but not preparing. When you're not preparing, you're scoffing. Because you don't believe it will be now. You don't. And so we're scoffers if we're not preparing. Scoffing at the promises of God. Why? Well, I'm not preparing for him. I'm not preparing for him. Things are all as they were from creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God the heavens were of old, the earth standing out of water, and in the water were by the world that then was being overflowed with water that perished. This is now speaking of the flood. And he says, but the heavens and the earth which are now by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. And so he goes and gives further here. As the five virgins were waiting for the Lord, as they were scoffing at his coming, so also it says here now the answer is, beloved, don't be not ignorant of this one thing. This one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. It's you and I who are counting days, not God. It's you and I who count days. There is no time with God. He's everlasting, from everlasting to everlasting. And he says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. And so we are blessed to be here to hear his word. The Lord tells us here, he is long-suffering to usward. He gave us an opportunity to read his word again together as a brotherhood, as a church, as those who gather in his name with our friends, with our children. We come together and we hear his word. We often don't even realize how blessed we are to come together, to read his word, to listen. Our thoughts will wander. They'll go to work. They'll go everywhere. But here, why? Because we don't feel we're blessed. The blessings to us are usually things that I can touch, feel, handle. Good life, happiness, health, wealth, everything. That's blessings to a natural man. That means I'm living. That means I'm not. That means I'm a foolish man. That means I'm not walking in the Spirit. I don't have any oil. The blessings that come from above. We read them on Sunday. Peaceable, the wisdom. This is all blessings from God when he gives us his wisdom and his peace and his joy. Why? Because there is an absence of sin that is separating me from my God. I am one of the five wise virgins. I have oil. I am operating, living this life in the power of the Spirit of God. And he directs my faith, and I have faith. And he directs my life, and I have the works or the fruit that is pleasing unto him. And so he says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us. Word, why? Because he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Brothers and sisters, if we are those five foolish virgins, God says, repent. Repent. My dear friend, if you are one of the foolish ones who think that you scoff at his coming because it's not It's been how many thousands of years? It's not going to come probably yet. I'll have time. He said he's calling you to repentance. When? Today. If you think about it, you're going to put it off to tomorrow. You're a fool. Brothers and sisters, if we think we're going to put off to tomorrow our repentance, we're fools. That's what the Bible says. That's what Jesus says. He calls five foolish and five wise. He said, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Who will you turn to then? Who will we turn to when the heavens are passing away? There's a great noise. There's a melting with fervent heat. The earth and all the works that are therein are being burned up. Who do you turn to if you have no oil? You have no one to turn to. No one. No. You're all alone. And your works have followed you. And the door is shut. And you're outside. And the judgments of God fall upon rightfully, because God is righteous and what he does is right. And so rightfully, his judgments are upon us. The people who died in the flood perished because they refused to listen of the impending doom. And so today, you who will not come in are not coming in because you choose not to. And so rightfully, the judgments of God will come upon you if you are found that way. But Jesus is calling you to repentance. And so he says here, he answers to those who are saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. He says, verily I say unto you. And his word is truth. His word is amen. He says, verily I say unto you, I know you not. It doesn't matter if your mom knew you as the best Christian. It doesn't matter if you were praised in your church. It doesn't matter if ever. It doesn't matter. Does Jesus know you as his own? He says, I know you not. And so then he issues a warning. Now Jesus is speaking to all again. He says, watch, therefore. Watch, therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Just a couple of Wednesdays ago, we had a sermon on the nobleman who went away. And he says, he gives them the talents and the pounds, and he says, occupy till I come. There were those who were foolish, and there were those who were wise. It was the same time. The nobleman had gone away, but he said, I will return. And so this parable is the same. The bridegroom tarries today, but Jesus has given us a warning to watch. And be ready for that sun, for that day, because you know not when the Son of Man is coming. And so, dear ones, even later on, we see the parables of the talents as Jesus continues, and he gives a parable of that last judgment also. And so, when we come together, is this the highlight of our day? Is it a highlight of our day that we were together as a body of believers with the Word of God open before us, reading, meditating, thanking God for an opportunity to hear His Word, to read His Word, to pray together? Because if there's something that is a greater highlight than this, then we're the five foolish. There can be nothing to take the place of assembling together. That's why David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Why? Because the presence of God is there. We gather together in his name. He is with us. He speaks to us. Words that are life, words that are truth. Is that my highlight? And when we hear Jesus speaking of five wise and five foolish, where do I put myself? Where do you put yourself? What category are you in and why? Based on what? A profession 10, 5, 30 years ago in a baptism? Or do I look at my lamp and I love my Lord? I've given him my life. My heart is his. I live for him. I love him more than life itself. And that's why he says everyone has to be secondary. Everything has to be secondary to him. We have to love him more than life, because he may call us to give our life. And I love him more, and I will gladly lay down my life. And so, dear ones, may God bless his word upon our hearts this evening as we think about this word that we have read and the warning that we have read together, that we would truly apply it to our hearts. That is wisdom. That is wisdom. And we will be found as those who will be welcomed into the marriage feast with our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
In speaking of that which the lamps represent and that which the oil represent, my thoughts went to the end of the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus says, "Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." These are those who have heard the words of Jesus and do them. They built a house, and it stood because it was founded upon Jesus Christ. And then there were foolish who built a house, but it was upon sand. Both houses were built, but one upon the rock of Jesus Christ and one without. And so there were both houses there. There was an appearance of a house of faith, but the one collapsed, not built upon Jesus Christ. And so the qualifier is that we would hear the words of Jesus Christ and do them, and do them. And that is having our lamps and our oil trimmed and ready for the Lord to come. In regards to verse number 11 that we read, it said, "Afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us." It was afterwards, after the event transpired, after Jesus comes, then they want to be a part of it and asking, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But as was mentioned, today is the day of salvation. There's a verse in Jeremiah that's appropriate to this and also to this time of year that says, "The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved." Such a tragic thought to think. We heard the word of God. We knew what Jesus wanted us to do. He was providing grace. He was providing opportunities, and we missed it. We were thinking of other things. We were thinking of earthly matters, or we were thinking of ourselves. And so we missed it. We weren't built upon the rock of Jesus Christ, and we're hearing his message and then doing them, doing what Jesus would have us to do, fulfilling his commandments, living out his commandments. That's what he wants us to do. Then when Jesus comes, when the bridegroom comes, there will be great joy. There will be great joy in our hearts when Jesus comes again. And we know that we are ready, and we enter in with him to the marriage feast, and the door is shut, and we are with him together throughout all eternity. And so I'd like to refer back to this song that we finished here with, hymn number 50, and read two more verses, verse number 3 and verse number 10. "Ye wise and holy virgins, lift up your heads with joy. You had oil in your lamp. You kept the sayings of Jesus Christ. And with the choir angelic, your lips in songs employ. The marriage feast is ready. The gates wide open stand. Up! Exclamation mark. Up! Exclamation mark. Ye heirs of glory, the bridegroom is at hand. Exclamation mark. Great joy, because we kept the sayings of Jesus Christ. Our hope and expectation, O Jesus, now appear. Arise, great sun, so longed for, o'er this sin-darkened sphere. With hearts and hands uplifted, we plead, O Lord, to see the day of thy redemption, which bringeth us to thee. Amen.